So let's go through our final expense questionnaire. Literally, this is one of the hidden gems we have for insurance agents to make them more profitable. A lot of agents struggle with people that already have life insurance because traditionally your options are either to try and sell them more life insurance, add another bill on top of the bill that they have, or depending on what agency you're working with, some agencies will try and teach you how to do a 1035 exchange, which is the worst thing that you can do. So we're going to change the way that you think about life insurance. So let's start going through the questionnaire. So you always want to read the opening statement first. The following questions are asked only to make an educated recommendation. So question number one, who chose the amount of coverage and the type of insurance, you or your agent? I need to get some background so I can understand how they came up with their life insurance. Number two, what type of life insurance policy do you have? Do you have a whole life policy, a term life, universal life, or you're not sure? What date did you purchase it? So whichever type of life insurance they say they have, just circle that. If they're not sure, you know, we'll ask another question to try and figure it out. Question number three, has your premium stayed level, increased, decreased, or stopped? So for most of you, you know, if the premium has stayed the same, it's a good chance it's a whole life policy. If the premium has increased, high probability that it's term. If the policy is decreased, it could be a term or whole life, and some of the riders have fallen off. If they stop making their monthly payments, it could be a whole life policy, or most likely it could be a universal life. Have you taken a loan out on the policy? That's yes or no. Number four, when was the last time you did a full review and update of your life insurance policies? Full review being you actually took the policy out of the envelope and we checked it for errors. And we also want to make sure that you have an updated primary beneficiary and contingent beneficiary, because a lot of times those things have changed throughout the year. Number five, do you understand paid up insurance options on your current policy? I can guarantee you no agent has asked this question to them. A lot of time when we call insurance companies and I ask this question, they have to get their supervisor because they have no idea what we're talking about. Number six, have you ordered a current cash value, paid up, and loan statement for this year? I need to find out if it's a whole life policy, what sort of cash is in the policy, more importantly, what the paid up value is, and are there any outstanding loans on the policy? Maybe they changed banks and one or two drafts didn't go through and then they finally got the correct information to the insurance company, but they never paid those months back, so now they're accruing interest. I need to find out all of that so I can make the best decision for them that's out there. Number seven, have you ever called the carrier to confirm that your policy will not lapse before you pass away? So if it's a term policy, I need to know when it's going to terminate. If it's a universal life, I want to make sure that the policy isn't going to run out of money and then it's going to terminate on its own. Or a lot of people watch the TV commercials, those info ads where you can buy, you know, insurance for so many cents a day. Most of those policies are glorified term. They terminate when someone reaches into their 80s, usually around 81. Number eight, what do you think the cost of a funeral or cremation is today? Now, we used to get beat up on this question, and what I mean by that is we would always ask someone, well, what do you think the cost of a funeral is going to be 10 years from now or 20 years from now? And for some reason, everyone would say the same dollar amount as what a funeral costs today. So we had to figure out a way to get the answer that we wanted, and we had to think of how can I reword this question. So after tons of trial and error, we finally have it worded right. So here's how you should ask this question. Number eight, what do you think the cost of a funeral or cremation is today? They're going to say, you know, $8,000 to $10,000. Then we're going to follow that up. What about 5 years ago? Now, logically, people know that things cost less money in the past. So they're going to say, well, if it's $10,000 today, it may have cost $7,000 5 years ago. Now, here's where we catch them. What do you think it's going to be in 5 years? Now, they already know that, well, logically, if it costs less in the past, in the future, it has to cost more money. And that's the conclusion I want everyone to reach on their own. So now it's not me telling them they don't have enough life insurance. It's them telling themselves that they may not have enough life insurance. Number 9, have you ever helped to plan a funeral? If so, who? How involved were they in the actual process? Did they have enough coverage? Did they have enough life insurance to pay the cost of the whole service? Number 10, if your policy doesn't cover the full amount, who would pay the difference and how? In the prior question, we got them thinking that, well, the cost of a funeral is going to be more money in the future. Now I want them to start thinking of, do I have enough life insurance? And if I don't, who the heck is going to pay for this? Because my kids probably don't have any money to pay for this. Where's the extra money going to come from? And that's what I want them to start thinking about. Number 11, besides covering the funeral or cremation, is your policy intended to cover other expenses? If so, explain. Now, depending on your faith or your family's traditions, a lot of times there's a wake. Sometimes there's a meal for the wake. Sometimes there's a meal after the funeral service. Depending on if you're a person that travels a lot, you may die out of state, and then there's extra money that's needed to prepare your body and actually have it shipped back to the funeral home, wherever that's going to be, where you're going to be buried. Number 12, did you know? Now, this is a key question because I can guarantee you no other insurance agent is going to ask them this question. Did you know that if your policy is 5 years or older, you may qualify for either a reduction in premium or a cost of living increase on your life insurance? No one's asking them this question. No one knows that if they've had a policy for 5 years or longer, we can actually reduce their premium. Keep the face amount the same, but reduce how much their monthly expense is. Or everything is going up. The cost of living is going up. Inflation is going up. Their Social Security check really isn't going up, but everything else is. It's about time that we give them a cost of living increase on their life insurance for free. And that's what we're going to get into. Number 13, what would help you more, reducing your monthly premium and keeping your coverage amount the same, or keeping your premium the same but having a cost of living increase on your coverage amount? Are you okay with your monthly premium, but like we said, there's inflation? If you could get a cost of living increase, free life insurance, would that help you out? Or is your budget a little bit tight right now and you need to figure out a way to make some wiggle room? Now we'll ask the question, now that I have a better understanding of your final expense wishes, let's discuss some recommendations. And here's where the magic happens. What I want to do is change your paradigm on how life insurance works. So we're going to go through two different examples of how to use paid up options. Option A is we're going to show you how to reduce someone's monthly premium and keep the amount of life insurance they have exactly the same. In essence, you're going to take their life insurance premium and we're going to move that to a new insurance company so you get paid commissions on that full dollar amount. Option B is we're going to do a cost of living increase. We're going to keep the monthly premium the same. Still, we're going to move it to a new company, but we're going to give them extra life insurance, an extra $1,000 to $2,000 worth of coverage as a cost of living increase. So we need to do some homework first. So what we're going to have to do is first, we have to get them to get their life insurance out. And we're going to have to make a call most likely to their insurance company. So if they have their policy, generally before page 7, there's going to be a sheet that says everything about their policy. It'll say the cash value, the paid-up value, and possibly an extended term value. If that's not in the policy, it's not a problem. We're just going to call their existing insurance company. We'll have to give the client, on the phone to give us permission to talk on their behalf. And we're going to ask that person on the phone what the paid up value is. Now, like I said, some of the agents don't know what that is, so you're going to have to explain it to them. And here's the explanation. If the client stops making payments on their life insurance and they just want to freeze the current equity that's in there, what is this policy going to be worth? That's how we explain it to them. So if they have a $10,000 policy, a whole life policy, and for this example, let's just say that they're paying $70 a month for it. We call the insurance company, or if we have their actual policy, you can follow, there's a little chart. It goes year by year. We just have to see how long they've had the policy, and it will say what the paid up value is. So let's just say hypothetically the paid up value is $6,000. So if they stop making their monthly payments and freeze the equity, this policy is going to be worth $6,000 till they die. So all we're going to do is some simple math. We're going to take $10,000 minus $6,000. We are short $4,000. So if they stop making their monthly payment, that's how much life insurance that we're short. So what we're going to do is we're going to look for a new policy for $4,000 from a new insurance company. And I can guarantee you the cost is going to be less than $70. So now their old policy that they're going to keep with their existing insurance company is worth $6,000. We are going to get them a brand new $4,000 policy from a different insurance carrier. The combined total is still going to be $10,000. But now we're going to reduce their premium because they're only going to be spending roughly $50 for the new policy. Now they have a $20 savings every month. We effectively reduce their household bills. You're going to get paid on a brand new policy for $50 a month. So it's a win-win scenario for them. They keep their old life insurance. They still have the same amount of life insurance coverage. But now you're going to take that $50 monthly premium, move it to a new insurance company, and collect that yearly commission check. All right, option two, we're going to do the same thing with a little bit of a twist. They still have a $10,000 policy. They're still paying $70 a month. And you're still going to make that call to see what the paid up policy is. It's still going to be $6,000. But now here's the twist. We're still going to shop around with other insurance companies. But now we're going to see what $70 a month will buy. And I can guarantee you that $70 a month will buy anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 of life insurance. So now we'll just say it's a $6,000 policy with a new insurance company. When we add the two together, they now have $12,000 of life insurance. They have a cost of living increase, and their monthly budget, the $70, is still exactly the same. The only difference is you're taking that premium and you're going to move it to a new insurance company, so you get a full yearly commission check on the new dollar amount. And it's still a win-win for the customer. And that's the best way to help your customers. You walked into their house and you kept their budget exactly the same, or you lowered it. People will love you for this. And literally, 8 out of 10 households that have a whole life policy, 5 years or longer, you'll be able to redirect that premium and make yourself a lot of money. All right, I hope that helped. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email or shoot us a call.